whatever it is that's going to give you that space to think and feel creative, I want to remind you that this is an essential and important part of the work that you do in your business. And it's not ever, ever taking away from your business. If anything, it is adding. Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. How much are your ideas worth to you? Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan takes data preservation seriously. They understand that data is not just bits and bytes. It's your valuable IP, innovations, and ideas. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has options for individuals and businesses who want reliable, secure backup services. CrashPlan works efficiently in the background while you work, encrypting and sending all your new or changed files up to their secure cloud every 15 minutes. Get 24/7 365 protection. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Today on the show, I want to talk about what it was like to diversify from one-on-one client work services to adding in digital products and courses. But before I get into that story and how it unfolded for me and how it might ultimately work for you, I want to give you a reminder. Specifically, a reminder to take the space necessary, the space you need to think and feel creative. I really struggle in the winter with the cold and the dark and the feeling cooped up. And I, by the end of it, am just so burnt out from being inside. And I thrive when I go on walks and give myself time to think and process and explore what's possible for myself. And so regardless of what this looks like for you, whether it means getting outside more, or playing with your kids more, or playing sports that feel good, or drawing, or listening to music, whatever it is that's going to give you that space to think and feel creative, I want to remind you that this is an essential and important part of the work that you do in your business. And it's not ever, ever taking away from your business. If anything, it is adding. And I think so often we make these things low priority because we see them as something that takes the time away from this other work we have to do. And I'm just reminded that this work is just as important and it sets us up for success in everything else that we do. So in this season, I will happily take more walks, take slow mornings, cook myself breakfast, sit in the sunshine, give myself time to think and process and ideate about where I'm going, because it makes me better. A better person, a happier person, a person that's more fun to be around, and a person that can greatly impact more people because I take the time to fill my own cup. Now, if you are new here, it would mean so, so much to me if you would take a moment to subscribe to the show. I really want to impact you in your business this year, and I can only do that if I get an opportunity to chat with you more. And this year, I'm going to be sharing a lot more about what it looks like to diversify your income, grow your audience, create real impact, and do so in a way that aligns with the life you want to live. And so if that sounds good to you, then you're definitely going to hit the follow button and make sure you're officially subscribed to the show. And then head over to Instagram, check out Boss Project on Instagram, follow me there. And then my personal profile is linked in the bio. I want you to come say hello and tell me more about you and your business, how you discovered the show, and what you'd love more of. If you're a regular listener, it would mean so, so much to me if you would take the time to leave a review. You leaving a review positively impacts the show and allows us to bring on more sponsors that allow us to create this show for free and put it in front of you and give you more opportunities to grow without you investing. And that's only possible if I can get enough people to listen. So you leaving a review makes a big difference. But the thing that's going to make the second biggest difference, probably even more so of a difference, is you getting in front of more people. So not only do I want to impact more people in the work that I do, but I know growing this show is going to do so much for this industry, but I need your help. So it would mean so much to me if you sent this to a friend, or you took a screenshot and you shared it on stories, or you took a picture of where you're listening and talked about the show and why you listen. It really makes such a huge difference. Now, if we're going to talk about diversification, it's only fair that I take you back to the beginning. Now, the beginning is a long time ago, so bear with me because we're going back in time 9 whole years. I launched this business out of a place of necessity. And I made a lot of decisions out of necessity. And if I had had time and space to do it from a place of want and desire, I sometimes wonder what different choices I would have made. However, I launched this business because I was laid off. And this was the second time I had been laid off in my career, and I had recently been recruited out of another position I actually quite enjoyed and came into a startup engineering firm. And I was only there for three and a half months before they laid off the entire marketing department at the same time. At this point, I had a conversation with my spouse, and I knew that I wanted to build a business, and I felt like this was my chance. This was my time. We had the best set of circumstances possible. We were fairly newly married. Our house was as inexpensive as it ever was going to be. We could live on just one salary. We didn't necessarily need both to be okay. And we didn't have any kids. So I was like, this feels like the right time. And my spouse agreed. And we both said, well, I asked if I could have 90 days. And I said, give me 90 days. Let me see if I can truly do this. And if I can't make enough income in 90 days, I will go look for a job. Now, what I couldn't have anticipated is how quickly this started working. In the first 30 days, I completely replaced my corporate salary. I was booked out almost instantly. Now, not to say that this didn't have ups and downs. I definitely had a point early on in my business where I would have a huge month and then the next month it would fall flat. Like July of that year, I think I had a $75 month, and that is definitely when I questioned everything about my life. But overall, in an 8-month period, I made $100,000. And then 4 months later, it doubled. So $200,000 in the first year in this business. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I have the ability to do so much and help so many businesses. But it was so focused in this singular area, specifically the area in which I had been trained and where I had spent the majority of my career. So I'm trained as a graphic designer. I had gone to school, got my fine art degree, and spent my entire career in graphic design to this point. I worked in an agency setting. I worked in nonprofit higher education. I worked in corporate in-house and then startup culture before I started my business. But ultimately, the business I started building was essentially me creating a job. I wasn't building a business. I didn't know that at the time. I didn't have any idea at the time that that's what I was doing. But essentially, I was just designing another job for myself. I was not designing a business that would fully operate and function whether I was in it or not. Now, fast forward, a year and a half into business, I had been serving clients, and on the nights and weekends, I had been sharing what was working. I was blogging, I was talking about my experiences on social media, and I was also in kind of this media loop where, not that I was getting PR, not at all. I was the media. I was covering events in Kansas City and startup culture in Kansas City and documenting the world that I was seeing in front of me. But in an instant, absolutely everything changed. A year and a half into business, it was just a normal day. I was doing normal work, and I decided to take a late lunch and go grab a burger. I never got that burger. I was in a 5-car collision, and that day I suffered a traumatic brain injury. It became very clear, very quickly, that I had, in fact, designed a job. I didn't design the business that could support me through a time when I needed time away, when I needed time to heal, when I needed time to focus on myself and my own recovery. That space did not exist. If I wasn't sitting at my desk and working on client deliverables, there was no income. Now, I wish I could sit here and tell you that I had this crystal ball and I just knew that if I pursued digital products and courses, that it would give me the space and time that I needed. I had no clue. I had no idea what was possible or that this could actually be a viable next step for myself. And at this point, there wasn't a lot of examples of other businesses running businesses of this type, whether that be a hybrid-based business where they're doing both one-on-one services and selling one-to-many digital products and courses, or people who were exclusively doing courses. Like, there was a couple of people. I'm not going to say they didn't exist. But there wasn't a ton of examples of people doing this successfully and it being their whole career. But when you are in a place where the position you're in isn't going to work and you're potentially going to lose everything anyway, you don't have a lot to lose. Like, in fact, you don't have anything to lose. If you feel like everything's going to be wiped away regardless, you're willing to take the gamble on things. And the funny thing is, it's really not a gamble. I think a lot of people assume jumping into the digital product world and selling courses world is this big leap of faith that you are going to try this new thing and put all these other things at risk. But that's not true. Like, the worst case scenario in pretty much every regard when you go out and do something like this, The worst case is you are exactly where you started, that you didn't make progress. You're not further behind. You didn't necessarily damage your reputation because you had a desire to teach people. I have never seen that happen. But I think when you're in a place like I was, where it felt like nothing was working, your willingness to just try big things without this huge worry of whether it will or won't work is there in a much bigger way. And so it took a hot minute. I wouldn't say that I immediately had my ish together and we went out and launched digital products and courses immediately. Like, we were dabbling in it before. We were doing some workshops here and there. We were selling a course, I think. So without much at risk, because there wasn't anything to risk. If it was going to all go away, it was all going to go away. I didn't have any control over it at that point. I needed the time to recover. That was going to happen regardless. I had to prioritize myself and my health. So I knew that was going to happen. Me really taking a chance on digital products was something that felt low risk, high reward if it worked. And if it didn't work, it was low risk, low reward. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there just wasn't a lot at play here. So that first month, I officially launched a digital product. It sold 277 times at $29 a pop and brought in $8,033. Now, had I been doing all of this priming and building an audience before and all of these things? Yes and no. Like, was I building a community of business owners? Yes, like, absolutely. But there was no like agenda to it. It wasn't like, ooh, I definitely want to attract people around this particular subject or this specific topic because I want to prime them to buy this thing. No, like that wasn't happening. I didn't have a massive following on any platform. I wasn't gifted an audience. My email list was essentially non-existent. But I went out anyway, and I talked about the way in which I could help people and specifically help them solve a simple problem. I want to look and feel my best in my own skin. With Oak Essentials, my skin stays hydrated and glowy, no makeup required. Get a simplified skincare routine that boosts collagen production and leaves you with beautiful, healthy skin. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com and get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. The moisture-rich balm felt like instant relief for my dry skin. It felt like a facial at a high-end spa. I also snagged the Awaken Body Wash. It contains lavender oil. Lavender oil soothes skin with calming properties. Most soap leaves my skin feeling dry, but with Awaken Body Wash, it's hydrated and smooth. If you're already obsessed with the best-selling moisture-rich balm, the moisture-rich body balm is the same intense moisture you know and love, formulated for a full body glow. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com. Get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at oakessentials.com. Promo code BOSSPROJECT15. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire. We've had to weed through hundreds of applications in the past. We could have saved so much time if we'd used Indeed. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now, the reason this worked so well is not because I went out of the gate to solve everything for the audience that I saw around me. I wasn't trying to be the hero. I wasn't a knight riding in on the white horse, you know? That wasn't the goal. The goal was I could see very specific, tangible things that the people around me were struggling with. And I said, hey, I think I can help you. I have a solution. It's been working for me. Let me share my experience. And it was so powerful and truly life-changing, because in that space and time, it became clear to me that I had options, that I wasn't just going to have to let it all go. I wasn't going to have to give up the business I had built. I wasn't going to have to give up the success I had had. In fact, I could leverage the success I had had with my one-on-one clients to help me build towards the future I desired. And ultimately, out of necessity, for me, that meant taking on less and eventually no one-on-one client work. But for you, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. And I think so many people assume that if you go into this and you diversify with digital products and courses, it means that you have to let all of your one-on-one clients go, or that you're changing your entire business model. And I see a lot of people make mistakes because they go out and they try to talk to a completely different audience. They've been serving this particular audience for a while, building their service-based business, building this one-on-one business, and then they go to sell digital products or courses, and they're talking to a whole new audience. And so they're feeling all this friction. And the friction is coming from the fact that you are starting over, that you are building from zero. But if you want something to feel really seamless and, in fact, give you an opportunity to diversify fairly quickly, and then you decide what that product mix looks like, talking to the same ideal client for everything you do is only going to positively impact you and your business. I went a lot more cold turkey than I would suggest for most small businesses. And in my particular time and space, it was because I had to. It was because I wasn't capable of serving one-on-one clients in the way that I felt like they deserved at that time. But for you, I'm not sure where you're at. I just want you to feel like you have the opportunity to go about this in a way that feels really fluid for you. Ultimately, a lot of you are coming to me and one of three things is happening. You're either burnt out with the client work that you are doing, you're bored because the work is going well and you don't have to work very hard to get the clients you do have, and it's just kind of flowing, but you are lacking challenge, which is, you know, making for a monotonous work environment. Or you have this craving, whether it's a craving for more creativity or a desire to build a digital product or course, there's something in you that wants more and is seeking more. The thing is, all of these people are seeking the same thing. Ultimately, they're seeking a business that's more in alignment with the work and how they want to show up and what that they do for a living. They want to feel good about the work they do. They want to see real impact. They want to see real change. But on the reverse side of that, they want to do it in a way that actually pays their bills, that actually allows them to live the lifestyle they want, that actually provides the freedom that they thought was going to happen when they built a business. And so many of them end up working more than they would have if they stayed at a 9-to-5. I want to give you hope that this can look however you want it to look. I've been doing this so long, it has looked a lot of different ways over the last 9 years. There has been seasons where it was almost exclusively digital products. Seasons, it was almost exclusively courses. Seasons, I had a mix of this plus one-on-one client work. Seasons, I had so much automated and ads running that I was working less than 10 hours a week. I had seasons where I was showing up to coach a lot and be there for my clients in new ways. And the business kept growing, and the business kept excelling, and the business kept reaching more people. And what I want to give you some hope around is that you get to decide. You get to decide what you want this to look like, how you want to impact, how you want to build. And it doesn't mean you have to give up what you started to get to where you want to go. If you want more freedom and flexibility, let's work towards more freedom and flexibility. Let's not set down everything that's already working for you and providing for you financially to sacrifice yourself to do this other thing. No, like you don't have to do that. You can maintain what you've built and leverage what you've built. And as it makes sense, slowly work with less one-on-one clients if that's what you desire, or add in this to your mix so that you are growing your revenue on the side, or simply use it as a tool to give you a continuous flow of qualified leads. The funny thing is, I think a lot of people assume if this is the direction I'm going, it's because I want the digital products to make up for some income over somewhere else, or I want it to grow my income in a certain way. Not that that hasn't happened for me. I don't want to say that I haven't made real tangible income from courses and digital products. I absolutely have. In fact, I've made millions from those things. But more often than not, bringing people in through an entry point, like a low-priced digital product, only amplified what was already working in my business in other areas. And sometimes it isn't in the way you think. Like in some seasons, it was bringing in a low-priced digital product, and then they would upsell into a higher priced course within a matter of a couple of days. Sometimes it was them coming in a low priced digital product and then they upsold into a group coaching environment. Sometimes they came in with a digital product and they lingered for a while and they got value and then eventually became a one-on-one client. Some of them went through multiple transitions where they would come in through a digital product and then maybe they would buy a course and then maybe they went through the group coaching program and eventually became a one-on-one client. Everybody's journey was a little bit different, but part of that was where my time and attention was going. If I wanted it to flow up in XYZ way, it was because I was designing my business to do so. And then there's all of these other hidden benefits behind it all where as you naturally grow an audience, you're going to get more attention in other areas. So sponsorship and partnership became a huge part of my business, like a huge part of what I do. And I get to work with some incredible brands because I built a community of people that could benefit from them. I think so many people think it's about that initial sale. And that is just the tip of the iceberg. The tip of the iceberg. I have had some people come in on a $29 product and go on to spend over $40,000 in my company. And they didn't just spend that money. Like the return on their investment was massive. In the last year, I worked with a woman and I helped her go from $500,000 to nearly $1 million in revenue. I think she spent $30K that year. $30K to make $500,000. Now, I totally understand. I am not the only part of this equation. She did a lot of work on her own and she's a very smart person, but these people invested because they saw the value, because they saw the return, because they saw what was positively going to impact them. Now, your audience is different. Not all of you are going to have ROI as the thing you're ultimately selling. My goal is to help more people have more time freedom and more financial freedom. So when I sell them anything, it needs to either save them time or make them more money at a multiple of what they're investing. So if they're spending $29 or $50, can I see them making $500 or $1,000? And if they're spending a couple grand, can I see them making $10 or $20 on the back end or cutting the time they work in their business in half? Like, how am I giving back to people? What is the real impact? Now, regardless of where you're coming from, whether it's burnout, bored, or that craving I talked about, so many people assume that if I'm going to diversify, if I'm going to go out and bring people in through a digital product or course, then I need an audience. And no doubt, you do need someone to sell to. I'm not saying you don't need an audience to sell to. You absolutely do. But I think people assume you have to build the audience first. And that is just simply not true. You can utilize the actual digital product you're building to magnetize your ideal clients to you. They will discover you or pay attention to what you're doing because of what it is that you're selling. Providing value, earning people's trust, and setting them up for success to move through your pipeline of your other offers in your business can all happen simultaneously. You don't need a massive following for this to have a massive impact. I have a client who just went through this process. She just went through a digital product jumpstart, and she went through the launch phase. And I think she assumed that it was going to lead to dozens and dozens of digital product sales. And no doubt, it absolutely will in due time. But what surprised her is that she did get a handful of those sales, but she also, because of the work she was doing, because the way she was carrying herself, because of how she was talking, it attracted more of the right fit people to her. And she landed a one-on-one client on a 3-month contract. And I'm sure 1,000 times what she would have made from a one-off digital product sale. And this is only going to happen more and more and more. It takes time. But the process of doing it only benefits everything else you're doing. I have always been in a position where I didn't want to add to people's plate and give them fluff. They have plenty on their plate. They have plenty to do. They have clients to take care of, families to take care of, you know, volunteer opportunities to run and be in charge of because y'all tend to be people-pleasing, teachers, pets, recovering perfectionists. I know you, okay? And you want all these things to be successful. And so I don't want to add to the plate that's already too full. Instead, I want to give you clarity on the simple things that you should be doing anyway and make them simpler for you by giving you a clear game plan and walk you through it step by step. But this is the marketing activities you should be doing anyway to build your business. But We're doing it with so much more intentionality. We're not talking into the void. We are talking to the right people to bring them back to us. Now, if this is something you want to do, if you want to go out and diversify, I suggest that you start with a digital product. You continue to build and work one-on-one with your clients. We are going to design a digital product. We're not going to build it yet. We're going to launch it on a pre-sale, get it in front of the right fit people, and align those people so that you are solving a problem that falls immediately before the service you already offer. And so that way, when you bring people in and earn their trust and walk them through the thing, you are setting them up for success to walk into everything else you're already doing. Now, I've done this hundreds of times. I've launched hundreds of digital products and generated millions across quite a few different categories. In just entry point digital products alone, I've done over $3.11 million. And this has allowed me to build a list of ideal fit people. Over 66% of my 50K email list paid to join it. One of my low-priced digital products, one of them, has brought in more than 10,000 paid qualified leads. The industry standard is called cost of acquisition. You pay to generate leads. You pay to bring someone in the door. What I'm talking about is using organic marketing to attract right fit people to you, and you get paid to bring them in the door. Literally the opposite of what most people are talking about. Most people are talking about building something and putting it in front of an ad and spending money and invest. No. We're going to take your time and we're going to leverage that to get you the results that you want. This isn't instant by any means. We're not making instant ramen here. But we are doing something that's going to have a lasting impact and allow you to diversify and create a game plan. I waited a very long time to share these strategies, not because I didn't think they could impact you, but because I was fearful that they would be a distraction. And yet, that is the opposite of what they've been in my business. They have been a tool for me. They have been fuel to the fire. They have allowed me to bring in more of the right fit people to grow and affect positively everything else I'm doing. And I want to walk you through it. I want to help you build that very first digital product. Or if you already have a digital product out there and it's not selling in the way that you think it should or could, then I want to help you refine it so that it can truly magnetize the right people to you. I'm going to walk you through this step by step by step, which is why I have designed Digital Product Jumpstart. You can find out all the details and get way more information by going to bossproject.com/jumpstart. This is the very first step in helping you diversify your income and bring in more digital product and course sales. bossproject.com/jumpstart.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.